telling what I might catch today. So I'm gonna miss her when I get home. Right now I'm on this lake shore and I'm sitting in the sun. I'm sure it'll hit me when I walk through that door tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her on Boogie Day. Another bite. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her on Boogie Day. I've got a bite.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jimmy Kimmel Live, not on the air last night. It has been preempted indefinitely, according to ABC. The move after comments Kimmel made regarding Charlie Kirk's death. Before the decision was announced, FCC Chairman Brendan Carr called for Kimmel's suspension. The move condemned by entertainment unions. Disney is the parent company of ABC and ABC News. President Trump continuing his UK trip. There was a state dinner last night. Today he's sitting down with Prime Minister Keir Starmer to discuss the recent tariffs and the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. The Israeli occupation of Gaza continuing, with doctors continuing to sound the alarm. Dr. Michael Falk has worked in war zones in Iraq and Ukraine, but says Gaza's the worst he's seen.
As soon as the winter starts to set in and the water starts running freely, you're going to see a lot more communicable diseases. Especially things like diarrhea, waterborne illnesses like diarrhea.
Health Secretary Robert Kennedy's vaccine advisory panel convening today. This is ABC News. Multiple child pornography charges have been filed against a middle schooler from Rockland County, New York, outside New York City. The student accused of tricking other male students into believing they were talking to a girl, then convincing them to send explicit photos of themselves to him, and then threatening to release those photos unless he was paid.
The FBI says these schemes are skyrocketing and have been linked to at least 20 suicides of mostly teen boys. Wisconsin mom Brittany Bird says her 15-year-old son, Braden, was a victim.
The only way that this changes, because it won't stop, is our voices being louder than everyone else on the internet.
Officials say most sextortion cases are traced to Africa and Asia, making the suspects hard to track down.
ABC's Andrea Fuji. As expected, the Federal Reserve Board lowered interest rates by a quarter point on Wednesday. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For 98Q Country News, I'm Shali Pittman. There's yet another candidate in the race for Democratic governor. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Hong has repped Madison in the state assembly since 2021. She's campaigned on a progressive working class platform, and she referenced that in her first campaign video.
A lot of people in that building don't get why it's so hard to get by right now. Working hard doesn't mean you can always keep up. One wrong step can lay you out flat. This is by design.
Hong is up against State Senator Kelda Royce, who announced she's running Monday, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Two Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and businessman Bill Berrien. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
For 98Q Country News, I'm Shali Pittman. More news anytime at 98QCountry.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. In the early morning hours of September 14th, the City of Hayward Police Department and the Sauga County Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop in the City of Hayward. The canine from the Lacouderay Tribal Police was requested to assist. After a canine alert, a search was conducted and multiple grams of methamphetamine were located. This is Canine Jezzo's first drug find, and the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office would like to highlight his importance to the safety of the community as a whole. This also serves as a reminder of the interagency cooperation in this area to keep the community safe. The Sawyer County Sheriff's Office would like to thank all involved agencies for their assistance in this event. September 27th, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., it's People for the People's annual recovery picnic. This is a free family event with fun for all ages, with food, games, prizes, live entertainment, and more. Once again, this is taking place September 27th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at Shell Lake Beach in Shell Lake. Following the assassination of right-wing personality Charlie Kirk, Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety. Civic Media's Joanne Krulitz reports.
State Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz were on WRCO's morning show with Phil Neath. Kurtz says the rhetoric needs to stop.
I think we do need to dial it down and get back to the basics of actually looking somebody in the eye and talking to them and saying, you know what, I disagree with you, but I still respect you.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss remains confident in security arrangements at the Capitol in Madison. Voss noted that Kirk was killed in a public place, and Minnesota state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in their home. Voss said the reality is that most political violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building. Markline says the Wisconsin state capitol is probably one of the most open state capitals in the country. He added he likes the openness.
This is the people's capital. It's not mine, and it's not Tony Kurtz's. It's the people. So they ought to be able to, you know, come in and stuff. I hope we don't have to get down to a point where we're just locked down.
Other than a brief period following the 9/11 attacks, the public has always had unrestricted access to the Wisconsin Capitol.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Lenaqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. It's truck month, and right now qualified buyers get 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500s. Or choose up to $8,000 off with factory incentives and Mark's Lenaqua Chevrolet discount. Don't wait. Offer ends September 30th at Lenaqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocuaCars.com.
Do you remember? One of the first executive orders put in place by President Donald Trump stopped about $19 billion of federal funding from flowing to USDA grant recipients. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. So where do those federal funds stand today? We'll find out.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Rachel Armstrong is the founder and executive director of a group called Farm Commons. They provide legal advice free of charge to farms, agribusinesses, community-supported agriculture, and groups like that. She said when the federal funding for a lot of those groups was frozen this spring, it turned into chaos.
Unprecedented. You know, and I felt like I wasn't going to use that word again after the pandemic. I felt like we unprecedented ourselves out. But oh my God, it happened again. Stuff that I never imagined, the kind of chaos that I did not know how to find myself around. It's like the pandemic all over again with unpredictability, volatility, crisis. Some of that has abated, I will say, but some of it has abated because there are definitely people that are giving up on the federal government and their role in agriculture.
Rachel Armstrong, she's the executive director and founder of Farm Commons. She says today they're estimating there's still about $2.6 billion of federal funds that are frozen and under review. She said they'll be updating their website and continuing to provide free services and webinars. You can find them at farmcommons.org.
What does it mean to be a Dairyland seed difference maker? For our corn seed, it means having the industry's most advanced technology and traits to deliver exactly what Midwestern farmers need, like the next-gen rootworm protection that comes with high-performance Vorseed technology, like the ultimate above-ground pest control you'll find in proven PowerCore technology, And just like all the other powerful features of our full lineup of performance corn products designed for your soils and conditions. Find your Dairyland Seed Corn Difference Maker at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
And four finalists have been announced for the 2025 Wisconsin Leopold Conservation Award. They include Andy Benson from Barron County, Michael Berg, Lafayette County, Brassett Family Farms in Jefferson County, and Pat Michelle Sosha in Marathon County. Find out details about them all at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff with his 10th win of the season has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What is our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight and a few showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder. Lows of the upper 50s, close to 60 degrees, a light breeze. On Thursday, plenty of clouds, showers, and a few storms around, with high temperatures warming into the lower 70s. Right now, it's 61. 98 Q Country.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where it next come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, you could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. Told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. Tricks on me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me. Tea. care of me. Thank God for good directions and turnip greens. Said things that I'll regret. It won't be easy to forget. Scars take time to heal before another bitter word gets loose. I was hoping we could call a truce. 'Cause nobody wins, we both lose. Hearts get broken and love gets bruised.
Play-by-play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
I run from prejudice, I run from pessimists, but I mind like the sands of time, slipping right on through. And our love's the only truth. That's why I run to you. This world keeps spinning faster into a new disaster. So I run to you, I run to you, baby. When it all starts coming undone, baby, you're the only one I run to. I run to you. Spinning faster into a new disaster, so I run to you.
AQ Country.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Jimmy Kimmel Live, not on the air last night. It has been preempted indefinitely, according to ABC. The move after comments Kimmel made regarding Charlie Kirk's death. Before the decision was announced, FCC Chairman Brendan Carr called for Kimmel's suspension. The move condemned by entertainment unions. Disney is the parent company of ABC and ABC News. President Trump continuing his UK trip. There was a state dinner last night. Today he's sitting down with Prime Minister Keir Starmer to discuss the recent tariffs and the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. The Israeli occupation of Gaza continuing, with doctors continuing to sound the alarm. Dr. Michael Falk has worked in war zones in Iraq and Ukraine, but says Gaza's the worst he's seen.
As soon as the winter starts to set in and the water starts running freely, you're going to see a lot more communicable diseases. Especially things like diarrhea, waterborne illnesses like diarrhea.
Health Secretary Robert Kennedy's vaccine advisory panel convening today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. 060, a national electric vehicle charge point operator brand, is expanding its footprint in Wisconsin with Culver's, bringing a fast, renewable EV charging station to Rhinelander. Located along a state-designated alternative fuel corridor, the new charging station at Culver's at 620 West Kemp Street in Rhinelander will feature four high-speed charging ports capable of delivering up to 160 kilowatts per vehicle simultaneously. This infrastructure is made possible through an award from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, part of the state's first round of funding through the Wisconsin Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program. Wade Leopold, Executive Vice President of Faith Technologies Incorporated, who is the founder of 060, said, quote, "Partnering with a well-known brand like Culver's gives us a unique opportunity to combine Midwest hospitality with clean, convenient charging. We're proud to support Wisconsin's efforts to build a robust, future-ready charging network that serves communities and travelers alike," end quote. 060 currently has 9 live charging sites, with plans to develop many more charging sites across the U.S. The first wave of EV charging stations were installed in New York, California, Colorado, and Wisconsin, with several more being developed in other states. For more information on 060 and its services, you can visit 060charging.com. September 20th at 5 p.m., Sawyer County Public Health would like to invite you to their Sawyer County Walk for Tomorrow. This is a community event focused on mental health and suicide prevention. If you can't make it to the one on September 20th, there will be one also on September 26th at 4 p.m. These two local walks share one powerful message: supporting one another, raising awareness, and working together for a healthier tomorrow. Bring your friends, family, and neighbors as they walk with purpose and hope. Once again, this is taking place September 20th at 5 p.m. over at the Winter School in Winter, and September 26th at 4 p.m. over at the Hayward High School track in Hayward. Love beer but hate mosquitoes? Joanne Krulitz has some unfortunate news.
Bad news for consumers of a beverage many Wisconsinites love. A new study from Radboud University in the Netherlands shows that mosquitoes are especially attracted to beer drinkers. Researchers had 500 volunteers in Amsterdam filled out questionnaires about their hygiene, diet, and behavior, then placed each participant's arm into a cage of mosquitoes. Beer drinkers were 1.35 times more likely to encounter mosquitoes than those who didn't. Southeast Wisconsin is experiencing a significant increase in mosquitoes due to recent historic flooding.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What is our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We really are spoiled to have Mike Clemens here at Civic Media. We chat with Mike every Friday morning. Joel will be doing that tomorrow morning around that 8:15 mark. And hey, good morning, by the way. Gray here with you from the 98Q Country Studios. It may or may not have been my fault a little bit ago, a couple minutes before the news, that there was a little bit of quiet after that song. I thought I had more time to make my morning tea. Good morning. Good morning. It's the 18th of September. At this exact moment, it's 6:28, about 61 degrees outside. And folks, it is dark. I walked outside. Actually, it was earlier this week. And I thought, I know, it's getting darker. You've heard me mention it. If you catch my morning show on Trail Mix, I mention it all the time because this is the first big boy job that's had me awake for all year at like 5 a.m. So it's the first time I've spent all year watching the changes in sunrise and sunset. That might sound ridiculous, but frankly, I bet a lot of you folks, well, if you're up right now, maybe yes, but a lot of people around here aren't quite up early enough, early risers though we might be, to actually see that change. That doesn't make me special. It's just, I'm like a little kid. Like, oh, the sun is really bright today. I know that. But it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to see differences in the world you've occupied for 31 years. And I know that's not a high number either, but it doesn't sound low the higher it gets. We've got some fun to be had today. We'll be chatting with District Administrator of Shawamigan School District, Kyle Cronin, likely later in the 8 o'clock hour. I also am the beneficiary of a rescheduling. I'll get to chat with Shawamigan High School football coach Mike Simone later today. And frankly, I am absolutely ecstatic about that because it's me. And it's football. You know how it's going. Speaking of me and football, I've got some pretty exciting news to share in the near-ish future. We may or may not have a lot more reason to hear sports from Gray, but it'll be on a much more voluntary basis. I can't share much more info, but we're preparing for some things that I'm really excited for, and we'll be sharing the news with you soon. If you're one of those people, and I know you're out there because I hear it now and again, who enjoys hearing my take on football, first of all, thank you. Everybody else out there is probably better, so I really like you for liking me. But hey, there may be more where that came from before you can even believe it. We also have a text to win contest starting soon. when it comes to things on the horizon that you ought to be aware of, and that will be starting next week. I've got to double check the specifics on what I can confirm right now. Frankly, we're at that period where it's soon, but I'm not sure what exact details I'm allowed to give you. I basically get this whole document. Here's what you can say on what day. And it feels like I'm part of like a Harry Potter movie or something. Like, if this script makes it to the public, we'll know you leaked it kind of thing. It's not really that big. But hey, have that Civic Media app ready. We've got some awesome prizes that may or may not include some cash, some tickets. What else is going on in the near future here? Stuff and things and all kinds of things and stuff. What's up today? Oh, briefly, a look at those news headlines you'll hear from ABC and from Civic Media News. Maybe the top headline over the day, Jimmy Kimmel suspended indefinitely over comments made regarding the murder of Charlie Kirk. And frankly, it's one of those things where you might be asking, what did he say? What did he say? It's not worth repeating. He said some incredibly off color and inappropriate things. I'm not going to pretend that's not the case. But he didn't say the horrifying things you might immediately imagine. I'm not going to pretend this isn't just. And I remember the ABC news story mentioned that there are unions who are defending Kimmel, and I'm sure that free speech will get, there's a time and place. There's a time and place. I think each of us has begun to understand. You know, it's like I think of Jurassic Park. You get so caught up in whether you can that you don't think about whether you should. And I think all of us do that. I think that's a little bit of a human thing. And again, that doesn't excuse what Jimmy Kimmel said, but this is the latest episode of something that's going to continue. People will feel too comfortable sharing opinions that frankly don't belong in public. And there are plenty of them. You have a right to your opinion, but what you do with it is your responsibility. It's just like emotions. Your emotions are valid, but the actions you take because of them, they really might not be, you know? If you just leave those thoughts in your head like Jimmy Kimmel might have done, the world doesn't get changed. You don't commit the horrific act that doesn't seem that bad until it, you know? And I've been there. I've said a thing that didn't sound out loud like it did in my head. Not this bad. And I'm not excusing what Jimmy Kimmel did, but I've definitely been in a scenario where, wow, that didn't sound like I thought it would. I don't think that's what happened here, because it's a topic that, you know, there's really only one stance that I consider acceptable. Whether you agree with Charlie Kirk or not, we are in a country where justice is a criminal trial, a jury of your peers, a process that we respect. And that's the foundation of our justice in this country. And political violence in the United States, that's really what blew my mind when the Charlie Kirk news hit, was another political murder this year. Not to minimize this particular instance, but we've had multiple political murders in this country this year. Whoa. I think it's time that those of us who feel heat about this thing adopt some calm, because I think we need some calm to deal with what's going on here. I think everybody who might discuss this kind of thing, we've got to keep our heads cool, because I think emotion is getting deeper tied into this stuff than ever before. And I worry about the people who I've agreed with in the past and the stances they're taking now. You know, I see people who I love dearly and whose views I respect saying things that are like, I remember when you told me to keep my thoughts to myself on Facebook back in 2012. What happened to that? Don't believe everything you hear on the internet. Well, what do we do about that now? Joel and I were talking about it yesterday. We're kind of in an interesting spot, because back in the day, and not to pivot to news, but news has its place in this. Good news publications are worth their weight in gold these days. That's why I love the Civic Media News Network and the ABC News team that we affiliate with. But back in the day, you could rely on the headline you saw, at least to some degree. If it made it to the paper, you could rely on a certain level of verification. I hate to use the word, but fact-checking that took place. Why? Because if it came out that, you know, say you've got three papers competing. You've got the Herald, the Times, and the Bee. Just random paper names. If the Herald is always accurate, but a little bit slower, and the Bee is fast, but sometimes has some inaccuracies, well, then the Times better have some angle that makes them the best. You know, if they're not fast or accurate, or the fastest or the most accurate, they had to do something to make themselves the right choice. Because that was how people used to choose. You used to choose the news that you consumed based on how fast and accurate it was, in the form of, hey, we can verify this over time as other stories come out, but what newspaper hit the headline first? That's not what motivates us to pick our news sources these days. We may say to ourselves, yes, I only listen to the accurate news sources, but in fact, it's very easy to determine that most people follow those news sources that confirm what they already believe or evoke emotional responses. And in fact, both of them. If something confirms what you already believe and gives you a sense of anger, righteousness, or justice, we've proven time and time again that we're clicking. We are there. We will let you show us advertisements in exchange for this information. And that, I think, is what we've got to address. What do we got to do? I have no idea. Right now, I view myself as the mechanic, or not the mechanic. I view myself as the normal guy watching somebody design a bicycle with a triangle-shaped wheel. Can you tell that a triangle-shaped wheel is a bad idea? Me too. Yes, horrible idea. Are you a mechanic, an engineer, a physicist? No, but some bad ideas are obvious enough that everybody can spot them. And I think that's kind of where we're at when news is motivated by the number of people who view it, you know? Because that's the system. That's the system right now. It used to be the fastest and the accurate ones got the most subscriptions, made the most money, and were able to stay afloat. Now it's the ones who get you to click. And it's legal to get you to click by baiting your emotions, by hiding some of the truth behind the headline. Those headlines, oh, those are, I think my favorite one, my favorite ones are the, like, Joe Burrow out for 4 months due to shocking occurrence. It's like, okay, this is a bad example, but I think you get where I'm going here. Put the shocking occurrence in the headline. Joe Burrow out 4 to 6 months due to turf toe. The headline can say that. So if you see a headline that says, due to shocking occurrence, wait, who decided that I should be shocked? Should I be shocked? A football player got injured playing football. That's how football works. It doesn't seem like I'm being told how to feel when I read that headline, does it? Does it feel like that headline is literally telling me how I should process it? Not necessarily. It doesn't, but it totally is. That headline, the shocking thing that you'll have to click to see, who decided it's shocking? Why don't I decide how I feel about it? And you know what? That shocking thing? I don't care. Check of the weather is coming up next. Good morning, 98Q Country. Gray here covering for Joel. Apparently feeling a little bit cynical today, but that's what happens with the headlines recently. Let's give them to you from the Civic Media News Team and ABC News. They'll give you up-to-the-hour updates. Weather's coming up next after a word from sponsors. History later this hour. And also, I want to update you on how weird the world of Snapchat has gotten for me since I broke up with it. The app is trying everything it can to pull me back in, and boy, everything it can probably isn't what you're thinking. Weather up next in the meantime. If I hit the right button, here we go.
This year, the adventure is calling louder than ever before. Craft your own magic at the Wicked Wand Workshop. Race for glory at the Ninja Warrior Challenge. Or battle for honor at the Viking Invasion. Plus, enjoy classic favorites like live armored combat jousting. Or slay your hunger with tasty turkey legs. The Minnesota Renaissance Festival is back with new adventures. Get your tickets now at renaissancefest.com. Huzzah!
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
Ugh. Little help.
A little help over here?
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
September is Hunger Action Month, and 98Q Country is encouraging you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items this month at Wheelway in Fifield, 98Q Country Studios, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Oh Dear Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with 98Q Country.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight and a few showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder. Lows of the upper 50s, close to 60 degrees, a light breeze. On Thursday, plenty of clouds, showers, and a few storms around, with high temperatures warming into the lower 70s. Right now, it's 61.
98Q Country.
We'll keep you updated on that weather every single hour. Country music all day, though. Got some special guests later from the Shawamigan School District and the football team. Right now, here's John Michael Montgomery.
They read you Cinderella. You hoped it would come true, that one day your Prince Charming would come rescue you. You like romantic movies. You never will forget the way you felt when Romeo kissed Juliet. All this time that you've been waiting, you don't have to wait no more. I can love you like that. I would make you my world, move heaven and earth if you were my girl. I will give you my heart, be all that you need, show you your everything that's precious to me, if you give me a chance, I can love you like that. I'd never make a promise I don't intend to keep. So when I say forever, forever's what I mean. I'm no Casanova, but I swear this much is true. I'll be holding nothing back when it comes to you. You dream of love that's everlasting. Well, baby, open up your eyes. I can love you like that. I would make you my world, move heaven and earth if you were my girl. I will give you my heart, be all that you need, show you your everything that's precious to me, if you give me a chance, I can love you like that. I've got tenderness, and I see through to the heart of you. If you want a man who understands, you don't have to look very far. I can love you, I can love you like that. I will make you my world. I would make you my world, move heaven and earth, if you were my girl. I would give you my heart, be all that you need, show you your everything that's special.
Country.
I can't sleep. Ain't no sleep a-coming. I'm just lying here thinking about you. I'm in deep, falling deep into the picture in my mind of everything we're gonna do. Over at the lake and down by the river, you can feel it start to rise. I wanna jump in my car, go wherever you are, 'cause I need you by my side. It's gonna be a long, hot summer. Wish you'd be together with your feet up on the dashboard now. Singing along with the radio, it's such a beautiful sound. Of my mind, I'm just waiting on the sun to go down. The sun to go down. I wanna see your brown skin shimmer in the sun for the first time. I gotta be the one who knows just what to do to you to get me that smile. One chance of meeting. You were walking by me on the street and I said hi. And that was the beginning of my heart spinning like these wheels in my head tonight. It's gonna be a long, hot summer. Wish you'd be together with your feet up on the dashboard now. Singing along with the radio, it's such a beautiful sound. And when you say
sports, word from sponsors, and some fun to have this hour. Focus on the Family 2, all after one more country song. Here's Three Wooden Crosses, Randy Travis.
A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's
what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home and 80 acres, the faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land, as he lay his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you, it's what you leave behind you when you go. That's a story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you, it's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
98Q Country.
Life is unpredictable. One minute, our lives hang in the balance. The next, we're blessed beyond imagination, which raises an important question. How do we find certainty in the midst of uncertainty? Bill Morgan is a poster child for life's unpredictability. In 1998, he was in a severe car accident. While undergoing treatment, he went into cardiac arrest and was declared clinically dead for 15 minutes. He was revived, but then slipped into a coma. His circumstances couldn't have been more bleak. But then things began to change. 12 days later, Bill woke up from his coma and made a miraculous recovery. A few months later, he bought a scratch-and-win lottery ticket and won $30,000. When the media heard his story, they asked him to reenact his winning moment during an interview. As the cameras rolled, Bill bought another lottery ticket just as he had before, then looked up in shock and announced, I just won $250,000. I'm not saying that life is about money, not at all. My point is that life is unpredictable. There are twists and turns, and there's always meaning and purpose to everything. What is God doing in your life right now? Only you can answer, but you can be sure of this. He's making you stronger, wiser, and more humble. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Fall is the season for reinvention, and it's easy to do at Macy's Fall Favorite Sale. Come in and find your new favorite styles, like romantic ruffled dresses, chic trenches, cashmere sweaters, and textural fall layers, which are perfect for mixing and matching, all for 20 to 50% off. So if you're looking for your new favorite things, look no further than the Fall Favorite Sale. Today, only at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
98Q Country.
I still feel 25 most of the time. I still raise a little cane with the boys. Honky-tonks and pretty women, Lord, I'm still right there with them, singing above the crowd and the noise. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. And I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. Well, the truth about a mirror is that a damned old mirror don't really tell the whole truth. It don't show what's deep inside or read between the lines. And it's really no reflection of my youth. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. When I'm gone.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A key advisory panel at the CDC begins a two-day meeting today. At its conclusion, members are expected to discuss and then vote on vaccines that are currently recommended for children. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
After an overhaul by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nation's top vaccine advisory panel now set to begin weighing critical recommendations on vaccines covering everything from measles to hepatitis B to COVID. Kennedy recently firing all of the committee's members, stacking it with people he handpicked, several who have voiced vaccine skepticism.
Yesterday, the former head of the CDC said she was fired by Kennedy because she refused his order to pre-approve new vaccine recommendations. Jimmy Kimmel Live, preempted indefinitely by ABC over comments that Kimmel made regarding the Charlie Kirk shooting. Unions representing those in the entertainment industry have condemned the move. Disney, the parent company of ABC. This is ABC News. We're learning new details about how the arrest of Tyler Robinson went down last week following the murder of activist Charlie Kirk. The surrender beginning with a surprise phone call, says ABC Chief Investigative Correspondent Aaron Katursky.
A Utah sheriff described the chilling phone call he received from a retired detective who was a friend of Tyler Robinson's family.
He said, "Hey, I know who Charlie Kirk's shooter is."
The sheriff said that retired detective, along with the suspect's parents, helped convince Robinson to turn himself in.
He knew he was going to get caught. He didn't want a big SWAT team hitting his parents' house or his apartment.
After negotiating his surrender, police say that retired detective drove the suspect and his parents to the sheriff's office, where they waited for lead investigators to arrive.
Charlie Kirk's memorial service will be held at State Farm Stadium.